Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A guitar-playing roustabout changes everything and everyone he meets in a musical featuring the songs of Elvis in All Shook Up. Takes the stage at Strauss Theater Center this week. John Baccarini is general director at Strauss and stops by for a preview of the show. John, glad to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, some summertime fun is sure to be enjoyed throughout this production at the Theater Center. Tell us about the setting of All Shook Up.
All Shook Up is loosely based on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, and if you're familiar with that play, it's about...
Not Blue Hawaii.
Absolutely not. Not at all. It's about people who meet and fall in love with the wrong people and misconceptions of different things and a mistaken identity and that sort of thing. So they took – Joe DiPietri did the show, and he took that Shakespeare show and wove it into this musical and uses the lyrics of Elvis's songs to tell the story. So it's not a show about Elvis, but it uses Elvis's music to tell the story.
Oh, obviously, with the tunes of Elvis featured, describe the selection process and being able to cast that lead role.
You know, as you mentioned in the lead-in, it's about a roustabout who comes to town. Sort of, several people have likened it to Footloose, about this guy who comes into a small town and shakes things up. And this is kind of the way this show is. A guy named Chad who has just gotten out of jail, with Jailhouse Rock being the tune that starts the show, comes to this small town, and as it's described, an any town USA in the Midwest. All this happens in one day in the summer of 1955. So Chad drives in with his guitar and his motorcycle and shakes things up, and it's uses about 23-24 of Elvis's songs throughout the show to tell the story. And C.J. Gautreau is playing our male lead, Chad, and Hannah McNew from Rustin is playing our female lead, Natalie.
Some of the other characters in the show, as far as how does it kind of progress, I guess?
Well, Wendy Wilson Ryland, who you're familiar with and is a favorite of our town, she plays Sylvia, who's the local saloon owner, and her daughter, Lorraine, played by Hannah Mathurne. Those two characters are prevalent. Troy Wold plays the father of Natalie, who's the female lead. Kaisa Wilkins plays the mayor of the town, and she has banned everything and everybody from the town, and she's, as she puts it, she's the moral compass of the town. And so she even gets shaken up at the end by love and romance and everything, so...
Yeah, a lot kind of leads through. And what do you look forward to in this production? I know some long hours put in with mentioned 22 songs.
So yes, and it's actually more than that when you count the reprises of different things.
Right.
I was telling you earlier, there's, I think, 54 song cues in the show. But I think if anyone
and
is
who's running with, sound?
That would be me. but we have a great creative team. My brother's here from New York choreographing. Mm-hmm. Kaisa Wilkins is our music director. Our scenic designer was Joe Egan, who is from New York. Joel Willer's doing sound lighting for us, and Adam Ryland sound. So it's a great production team. We've had a lot of fun. It's been busy hours the past 5 weeks, I guess, we've been rehearsing. All culminates into opening night on Thursday night.
Yeah. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I know I wanted to spend a few minutes on next season's lineup. It's been announced at the Theater Center. It gets underway in September.
It does. Actually, before that happens, I was on a TV show this morning, and she said, "You're always busy." I'm like, "Yeah, we never stop." Because right after this production, we go into auditions for The Sound of Music, and that will actually be on the campus here in August, the first weekend in August.
Right.
The Sound of Music will happen then. So our next season starts in September, and we'll open that season with Fiddler on the Roof, and then Arsenic and Old Lace, Noise is Off, and the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And then next summer we're doing the concert version of Les Miserables. So we have a busy busy season coming up, and things are great at the Strauss, actually.
Yeah, as far as Fiddler on the Roof and Arsenic and Old Lace, some of those programs come up. As far as auditions for those will be announced.
They will. You can find the information on our website, which is StraussTheaterCenter.com, or on our Facebook page.
Yeah. So. A lot of things going on. I know recently a fundraiser, you had the Southern Fried Funeral.
That's a second dinner theater that we've done, actually, at the theater, and we're going to try to do more of those. People love that concept of, and we set ours in the lobby, rather than in the theater, being that close to the actors and having shows where the audience interacts with the characters and that sort of thing. So we're going to do more of that. It's a good fundraiser for us. And that kind of brings in a different clientele, if you will. So we're trying to do some different things to appeal to younger audiences, to people who like the dinner theaters, different things like that. Right. So,
of course, things get underway this week with All Shook Up. Of course, the costumes and set design. Tell us about that aspect.
Well, my brother, again, not just choreographed the show, but he has been responsible for all of the costumes. Marcy Hall has provided some things for us. Carmen McNew, who is Hannah's mother, has been wonderful about doing alterations and some things for us. Our friend Joe Egan from New York did the scenic design, and it's a very clever show. It's not a whole lot involved with the scenery, but it's the moving parts and the way it looks is very modern. It's not your typical backdrop kind of musical, so it's interesting. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and everybody, I guess, pretty well primed, ready for opening night.
I think so. If we can just keep the sickness away, we have several people who have been sick for weeks and have gone to the doctors and this, that, and the other. We have people who are on vocal rest, and so it's kind of hard to rehearse with those things going on. But we'll be fine.
Of course, a lot going on, a lot of community support. Once again, John, not only it runs this week, but next weekend as well, correct?
Right. This week, Thursday, Friday, and then we have two performances on Saturday, and then next weekend, Thursday through Sunday. And we're sponsored in part by Paramount Healthcare, so we'd like to give them a shout-out and thank them for their support of the theater.
Well, for fans of Elvis, for fans of a good time, and certainly something you'll probably have a lot of folks singing along with, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And on opening night, we have our Monroe's own Todd Martin, who is our local Elvis, will be performing in the lobby for our patron party on Thursday night. So
there we go. A lot going on and a lot of good times to be had at Strauss Theater Center with All Shook Up. Again, gets underway this Thursday. John, someone would like to find out more information. How could they do so?
Well, they can stop by the Strauss on Lammy Lane or call the box office at 323-6681 or visit our website. Site, which is straustheatercenter.com, or our Facebook page.
John Baccarini is General Director with the Strauss Theater Center and getting ready for All Shook Up this week. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.